Cynthia Reeser, a professor of social studies education here at EKU, is back with another in our series on teaching, administering, and learning in a pandemic. We've heard from teachers and superintendents. Now, our focus is on students.
Today, we're here with Kerrigan Medley, and Kerrigan is a senior at Rockcastle County High School in Mount Vernon, Kentucky. Kerrigan's very active. She's a high school cheerleader, she's on the student council, and she's a member of several other clubs. And in the future, she hopes to work in the field of public health or in another medical career. Kerrigan, you just went back to school recently, face-to-face, first time since March. So how did it go?
Well, it went very well. I really enjoyed myself. It was a lot different than in years past, you know. So as I went into it, I didn't have a lot of expectations just because I wanted to have an open mind and see what I would get from it. In typical school years, you know, I would go in and we would have like an assembly with students. We would all kind of have a celebration, like a pep rally almost, and just kind of celebrate the new school year. And that didn't happen this year. A lot of normal things that we would normally get to do didn't happen this year. But nonetheless, I had a great time. I got to spend time with those that have last names M through Z, and it was a lot of fun. The administrators did a wonderful job, and we just had a good school day. Everything went smoothly, and I really enjoyed myself, and I'm very grateful that I got to go.
Give us some examples of what was different.
The biggest difference for me, I would say, was just the wearing the masks and the social distancing. But other than that, I would say another huge difference that I noticed was that only half the school was there, less than half of the school was there. We have it divided so that last names A through L attend school on Monday and Wednesday, and then M through Z will attend on Tuesday and Thursdays. So it was very different because a lot of the people that I typically go to school with weren't there. A lot of the faces that I'm used to seeing weren't there. So that was a lot different than in years past, but it was a lot of fun. So,
do you think that the students and teachers and staff felt comfortable, or do you think everybody was still maybe a little scared? What was the mood that you felt?
Personally, I really thought that everyone felt comfortable. I know I felt very comfortable from the moment I walked into the building. You know, we first walked in through the back entrance. I got my temperature taken, and there are arrows all over the floor that lead you into the right direction. So as you're walking down the hallway, you're not meeting any oncoming traffic. So as you're walking, people aren't walking in the opposite direction, kind of breathing on you, that kind of thing. We were all spaced out well in all the classrooms. There weren't, you know, we weren't at capacity, so there was a lot of space. There was a lot of, you know, room to just be kept away from everyone else, I would say, even at lunch.
Do you think you and your classmates will be able to keep up the masks and the social distancing as the year goes on, or do you think people may get tired of it?
Well, I do think so. I think yesterday was probably the hardest day. Just because as far as masks are concerned, I think that might have been the longest period of time that a lot of those students had worn a mask. And so I think that once we get over that initial kind of getting used to it, it will get easier and it'll become a routine, like putting your shoes on in the morning, you'll put your mask on. And I think that as we go on throughout the school year, it'll become second nature and people will be able to just, you know, go right along with it and get used to it, because that's how it was at GSP over the summer. I know the first day was not the best. It was so hard to keep my mask on, you know, and it was uncomfortable. But by the end, like, I noticed that I would just leave my mask on and I would get back to my dorm when I could take it off, and it would still be on for like 30 minutes afterward because I wouldn't even realize it was on. So I think that'll be the case mostly.
Tell us what GSP is that you just mentioned.
Well, this past summer, I attended the Governor's Scholars Program on Center's campus. And typically that program lasts about 5 weeks, I'm pretty sure. And for me, it was about 5 days. And we go and you meet with other scholars from around the state of Kentucky and you participate in a summer program. We do a lot of activities with one another and we go to class in a focus area. Mine happened to be philosophy. And then we attend classes like a seminar class where we talk about issues in our world and different things. So it's really just an organization that gets students in Kentucky together to learn from one another and to get to have a summer experience away from home to really just learn as a group of Kentucky students.
And you also mentioned earlier that you're a cheerleader, and of course in Kentucky school sports got started a little sooner than most of the face-to-face classes in schools. So in cheerleading and school sports, how's that working in this new virus world?
Well, it's definitely different, but I would say that it's working really well. You know, as we cheer on the sidelines, we keep our masks up the whole time, so that's very safe. When we stunt, however, we can pull our masks down. As KHSAA recently ruled, we're allowed to pull our masks down when we stunt. However, a lot of times we just keep our masks up. And then as far as practicing, we do keep our masks on. We stay socially distant as much as we can, which is a big change from years past because cheerleading is a sport where you touch and you know, you're really close to your teammates the entire time. So that was really different, and we do stay apart. We do get our temperatures taken and wear masks, which is unlike any year before this year, but yeah. It is a lot of fun.
Well, good. So this is your senior year, big yeah. year. What are your hopes for the upcoming year, and then what are you really worried about?
Well, previously, my biggest hope for senior year was just a sense of normalcy. You know, being able to have homecoming and school dances and just things that we would typically get to do as a school, you know, things that are unique to our school. I mean, even small things like rock moves, which is something we do where we have a day where we all just kind of spend time outside and participate in different activities to get everyone moving. I mean, things like that I just really looked forward to and was hoping that we would get some piece of that this year. But as time goes on, I'm starting to kind of get away from that idea, and I'm just looking forward to making the most of it. You know, this is the situation. We just got to make the best of it when life gives you lemons. And I just hope that I just have a good school year with my peers and with my teachers. I learn a lot, and I can better handle adversity in future situations.
Well, that's a great attitude, and I hope it does get more normal for all of us.
I hope so.
So your future, you're possibly planning a career in public health or other areas of the medical field. So how have your experiences since March impacted your views towards public health and your future career?
Throughout this time that we've been in quarantine and the pandemic, my interest in public health has grown so much just because I've been able to see how important it is and how valuable of a career that is, because I've been able to see the importance of it and just how much weight that the public health workers are carrying during this time.
Well, I hope you get to keep going back to school face-to-face, and I hope it works out. And by the end of the year, maybe, hopefully, things will be normal, and hopefully you'll get to have prom and all those things.
Yes, I really hope so.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it as well.